This is Pastor Jared Pollard, and you're listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that causes growth. Join us as we dive into Scripture, share testimonies, and learn to become the hands and feet of Jesus in our everyday lives. You are listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And this is Pastor Benjamin Davis.
This is a Friday episode. On Fridays, sometimes we talk about how can the church share Jesus. You might see some different things on Fridays this year in 2024. But for today, how can the church share Jesus? Be strong in the Spirit.
Yeah, so all week long we've been talking about how God's Spirit from Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2, one of the attributes of His Holy Spirit that is given to us is that He is the Spirit of might or strength or power, and He lends that strength, that might, that power to us. But there is another way to look at this, and that is to say that we can be strong in the Spirit. And the Scripture actually exhorts us and says, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. So it's commanding us to be strengthened. So there's an offer on the table here about the Holy Spirit where He will lend His power to us, but we can be strong in Him. There's a problem with this, and the problem is that a lot of people view the Holy Spirit kind of like their crazy uncle that you don't leave your kids with because...
I might have some family listening to this, and I'd leave my kid with him, but Uncle Steve, that's what I'm thinking about. Good old Uncle Steve, the crazy uncle.
That crazy... So every, you know, and every family's got one, right? That crazy uncle. Yeah. That seems less dependable or whatever, or less predictable, if you will.
Predictable is his, he's just not predictable.
And that's why people are afraid of the Holy Spirit. Mm. People are afraid of the Holy Spirit because they view Him as less predictable. Mm-hmm. And so they, out of fear then, they don't become strong in the Spirit. And the result is that they're not as effective in sharing their faith with others, sharing Jesus with others. Let's look at something that is incredibly predictable about the Holy Spirit. That's Ephesians 3:16, that He may grant to you to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in your inner man. Mm-hmm. Now, this is something that you can count on like clockwork. Now, there are a lot of attributes of the Holy Spirit that are unpredictable, and therefore, if you're going to have a relationship with Him, you are going to have a lot of unpredictable stuff in your life. Mm. And some people embrace that, but I find it's a minority. Most people want predictability, and that's why they resist being too strong in the Spirit. But this one is like clockwork. God wants to strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being. And so if we will be strong in the Spirit, He will be strong in us. Okay, so let's go down this. Firstly, how can we be strong in the Spirit? What are things that we can do so that we will be strong in Him? Now, a lot of we want Him to be strong in us, but how can we be strong in the Spirit?
Yeah. The more time you spend with the Holy Spirit, the stronger that relationship becomes.
Yeah.
And the kind of like what we've talked about this week, the more power that is lended to you.
Yeah.
And so I think of, spending time in the Word and praying in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's a leap for some people.
Yeah.
But praying in the Spirit, singing new songs to the Lord, singing Scripture.
Yeah.
Just doing these things consistently.
All forms of worship.
All forms of worship.
Yeah.
And what it does is that's a good way to say it. It increases the bandwidth of that relationship, maybe is a good way to say that. And the Spirit just starts accomplishing things for you.
So if we'll do some of the things on our end to strengthen ourselves in the Spirit, He will manifest Himself as strong in our inner man.
Yeah.
What do you think of when you think of your inner man? Now, a lot of times we want the Spirit to solve our work problems, our marriage problems, our financial problems, but this is not that.
No.
This is a whole nother area of life.
Yeah.
What is the inner man?
Man, the inner man, I think the inner man is
who you are,
mm-hmm.
that character,
yeah,
good and bad,
right?
That is your personality. It is who you are. It is the for a lot of people, it's the flesh aspect. That tends to win the day.
Yeah.
When you're moving forward, and so I think of, you know, when I think of my inner man being changed by the Spirit, I think about what is being produced in my life. The fruit that is in my life is the reflection of mm-hmm. my inner man. That yeah. is who, that is at my core, that is who I am.
Right.
So if I am constantly producing worry and anxiety,
mm-hmm.
it's a reflection of my inner man.
Yeah.
If I am constantly fighting with people or having strife, that's a reflection of my inner man.
Yes.
And so and we're doing this with our 2-year-old right now. We pray the fruit of the Spirit with mm-hmm. her before bed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too young. She already has them memorized. She can say them back to us.
Right.
And so love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If I don't have one of those fruits in my life, my inner man is not healthy.
Right.
He's got some issues that need to be processed. And so that's the immediate measure.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it's what we're kind of called to do for each other is to look at each other's fruit and say, hey, you're supposed to be producing an apple mm-hmm. and that's a crab apple.
That's what's
hanging from your uh-huh. tree right now. Nobody wants to eat that.
Yeah. So the offer on the table with that is that there is the Spirit wants to get involved in mm-hmm. fixing external stuff. He does.
Mm-hmm.
But there is this other dynamic of that if you let him get into your inner man, you get strong in the Spirit, and he gets strong in you.
Yeah,
he's going to produce love regardless of your circumstances.
It's true.
You're going to be a joyful person even on the most depressing days.
It's true.
You're going to have peace even on the days that should be filled with anxiety.
Yeah.
You're going to practice self-control even on the days when really that's being thrown out.
Yeah.
Right. People are saying things they shouldn't say and doing things they shouldn't do.
Yeah.
You're going to practice patience when others are saying, I am done with this.
Yeah.
This is ultimately going to help you share Jesus because others are going to see a strength in you that they don't have in themselves.
Yeah.
And that's going to attract them to whatever you've got.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I don't lift weights anymore. I use these resistance bands.
Yeah.
And I'm still, I had a surgery a few months ago, and so I'm still recovering just with some muscle stuff with that. And I find the resistance bands, these are working better for me right now. They work for Tom Brady, so they can.
If they work for Tom Brady, by golly.
Me, I'm sure. Not that I like Tom Brady very much, but you can't deny
it. But he was successful.
That's true. You can't deny it. So, but a lot of the times there's that resistance training
mm-hmm.
In the Spirit that revolves around your inner man.
Right.
And so if I find myself constantly violating the fruits of the Spirit,
mm-hmm.
I'm failing my resistance training.
Right.
I'm snapping myself with the band instead of holding the tension and doing all that type of mm-hmm. stuff. And so that's often how I see those things. And it's not that the Holy Spirit is making me self-dependent.
Yeah.
It's actually the opposite. It's making me more dependent on Him and less on myself.
Yeah. And it's very much like weight training. Sometimes you don't know you're going to be in a test of love until it's upon you. So the question is, have you been doing your resistant training to be ready for that?
That's true.
Is that right?
Be prepared.
I mean, he's about to break into another song, but that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And so when we say be strong in the Spirit, that means we're doing the training, we're spending the time in worship, prayer, praying in the Spirit, all of the things that relate to the Holy Spirit, talking to Him, leaning on Him, doing morning devotions, all of those things. And we are building that inner strength for when we need it.
Yeah.
And so how can the church share Jesus? Be strong in the Spirit. And people around you who don't have that strength will be attracted because they will see something in you that they don't have.
Thank you for joining us today. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that through community and small groups and encounters with Jesus, you will have growth. Visit abundant.us to learn more about ALC and how to join a small group. On Sundays, you can join us at 8:30 a.m. for our time prayer meeting, and our services at 9:30 a.m. and 11 a.m.